With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Kobe Bryant, the pro basketball MVP who had a 20-year career with the LA Lakers, died yesterday in a helicopter crash. His 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, was also on board and died along with seven others. Bryant was known for his tenacity on the court. Teammates remember him as the guy who, despite his amazing talent, simply outworked opponents. That attitude translated over to life after basketball. Kobe was an angel investor in many tech startups and other businesses. Professor Kenneth Shropshire at Arizona State University joins me now to discuss Kobe's life as a business. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Kobe was obviously hugely successful on the court. He had a 20-year career all in Los Angeles. Describe the business legacy that Kobe Bryant has left.
I think it was just beginning. We're not certain what direction he was going to fully take. He was really diverse in this kind of first few moments of retirement. He was involved with a venture capital fund, a $2 billion fund. He funded companies like Alibaba, Tile, kind of the device to find things, Cholula, hot sauce. He was clearly deeply engaged with women in sport, and you know, this last journey he was taking was, you know, girls basketball related, and he'd recently made big statements about the WNBA and the best women in that league could have.
I wanted to get to dedication to women's sports with you. You sort of hit on that, but this idea of Kobe being, you know, on the sidelines watching tons of WNBA games, but also being very outspoken. I mean, Rebecca Lobo, ESPN analyst, said she didn't think there was any bigger champion of women's athletics or women's, certainly professional basketball, than Kobe was. This was a really big deal to him, and he was training his daughters to be professional athletes, right?
Oh, and I think he was ready to find a way to see if his daughters could be that NBA daughter. He talked about, just in the past couple of weeks, about women having the ability to play in the NBA, that possibility exists. And he saw women today who could play. He was looking into the future.
Now, his legacy isn't without some difficult periods. There was the sexual assault charge in 2003. The charges were later dismissed. But did this have any bearing on his brand? Did it sully it a bit?
Frankly, I don't think there's any question about it. I think the one criticism that we unfortunately hear in these times, when we look at the negative side of somebody's life, is maybe how he did handle it. And maybe there was not as much energy as people would want to see of him addressing those types of sexual assault issues and leaving a greater message to men in this space going forward. But maybe what he did by living a much, you could say, better life from that moment forward was a message in itself.
It was interesting to read Bill Plaschke's column yesterday talking about how Kobe was Los Angeles. And I think a lot of people felt like that, right?
I think so. I had not really thought about that. Again, not living in L.A. now. I mean, I'm a guy that grew up with Jerry West and Elgin Baylor and kind of the older Lakers. And I had not really understood fully how much Kobe had become the face of Laker basketball. This sad moment solidified and clarified really who he is to Los Angeles.
Kenneth Shropshire is Adidas Distinguished Professor of Global Sport at Arizona State University. Kenneth, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Bryant was asked in a 2016 interview with CNBC if he wanted to be remembered for his legacy in basketball or investing in entrepreneurs. He said the latter.
Playing basketball, you know, the focus is always on winning. Winning championships, winning championships, winning championships. Now, championships come and go, right? There's going to be another team that wins another championship, another player that wins another MVP award. But if you really want to create something that lasts generations, you have to help inspire the next generation, right? And they create something great. And then that generation will inspire the one behind them, right? And that's when you create something forever. And that's what's most beautiful.
Kobe Bryant was 41 years old.